Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It is 12:08, and you are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of this here show. I will be here with you until 3 o'clock with my trusty sidekick, Lindsay Brown. She is at the historic WCCO Radio station, making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Ari Bergeron is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, weather, and information that's impacting our community. Now, listen, this has been a heavy summer. These last couple of weeks have been difficult for all of us, no matter what your political views are or where you live or the hue of your skin. We have all been impacted in some way by the tragedies and atrocities that are going on around us. So I have just decided that today I'm going to be a real sunshine. We got 80 plus degree temperatures. The Cottage Grove Food Trucks Festival is happening, and I just found me a new girdle that is going to allow me to get into the dress that I plan to wear at the Emmys. I'll talk to Lindsay Brown a little bit more about that later in the show. And I'm just excited about some of the great things going on. You know, there's so much negative stuff happening in the world. And if you want to get that, turn to CNN, go and stream another media outlet in town. But right here on today for the next 3 hours, we're going to talk about some things that are going to lift you up, because there have been enough things tearing folks down. And it's about time we start building. And I want to build that with love and laughter and light and joy and celebration. Because this week, somebody that I know and love got a big boost, won a big contest, and I am so excited to tell y'all about it. I don't know about y'all, but you know, one of my favorite phrases this year that I borrowed from John Hanna, a pastor out of Chicago, is exposure brings expectation. And when I see other people getting blessed, I'm like, thank you, Lord. Apparently, you are moving, and I am next or soon to be down the line. At some point, you're going to call my name out. My friend Twyla Dang won the Hatch Bloomington contest. What is that? Who's Twyla? She is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to tell us all about it. Congratulations, girlfriend.
Hi, how are y'all?
Girl, I am doing good. You know what? You made me pee on myself a little bit because I was on LinkedIn and I was scrolling and then I saw that you won the Hatch Bloomington contest. Girl, I jumped up. You know, my pelvic floor is down in the basement. I can't be screaming like that. You got to send me a text message so that I don't get too excited when I see you winning. You won. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's taken a couple of days for me not to be completely overwhelmed by it, but I am so, so grateful. I've said many times that, yes, I worked hard and I'm really proud of myself, but even more, I'm proud of, honestly, the community of people that I'm in relationship with, because if it wasn't for those people, it wouldn't have happened.
Okay, so if Twyla Dang's name sounds familiar to you, she is the mother of the Minnesota podcast movement, okay? Before everybody was doing podcasts and building podcast studios, Twyla was mentoring and educating all of us about what podcasting was. She was showing us what equipment to use. Before I started my company, just the fact that I had a thought about doing a podcast, I went to her, and this was 6 years ago, Twyla, and she didn't know me from Adam. And she sat in her office, in her studio, with no hesitation or reservation about, okay, I got a podcast network. She's trying to start a podcast network. She might be competent. No, none of that. She opened her heart and her head, and she basically educated me on what to do, how to start a network, how to produce shows. It's very different than radio or any other medium. How you engage your listeners, where to find the listeners, how do you promote this thing that's new and different than traditional mainstream media, and then be successful with it. And girl, I'm telling you, my family is eating, my children are well, my car is paid off, and I got like $17 in the bank because of the information that you gave me, the lessons that you shared with me, and how you blessed me that day.
Well, I say all of the time, I'm only a reflection of the people I surround myself by. And the fact that anytime that I help somebody, they turn out to be somebody like you who takes whatever little bit I share and makes it 10 times bigger and goes 10 times further with it, that makes me incredibly proud. It makes me proud of me. It makes me proud of all of us.
Okay, now, you won this Hatch Bloomington contest. And I am only familiar with this Hatch Bloomington contest because I was there for the kickoff. I was there when at the Minneapolis Regional Chamber a year or two ago, the folks in Bloomington, the city of Bloomington and the Bloomington Council and the tourism board and all those other important folks went to Detroit and they saw Hatch of Detroit and how they had a contest where people could win $100,000 to open a brick and mortar restaurant or bar or business in the city of Detroit, and it went gangbusters. They developed it, and last year was the first year, and they had a winner, and then it was so successful they brought it back this year. And so you've gone through several rounds, Twyla, of, you know, presenting and pitching and getting people to vote for you, and then having the board of whoever is there in Bloomington, all the stakeholders decide who make it to the next round. How many rounds did you have to go through, girl? Because you were going around so much, I got dizzy. I was like, are we voting or is she pitching? I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, we had, there were three preliminary rounds. So there was, we had a quarterfinal round, a top 10, and a final three. And I will say at every round, like, this is why I want more people to know about the contest, because this really is like a life-changing opportunity. It's $100,000 to open a brick and mortar business in the city of Bloomington, but it is not limited to Bloomington residents. It can be anyone from anywhere around the world, as long as you're willing to come and start your business in Bloomington. You can enter the contest, you can participate, and you can win. The contest had a panel of 8 judges. And there was, once you got to the top 10 round, there was a public vote. So you had to also have people vote for you from quite literally around the world to win the contest. So, yes, this was a lot of I was making presentations like once a month from June all the way through the end of August. But we also had to have full, you know, sort of campaigns together to solicit votes and get people to vote for us. And it's a good old fashioned like whisper campaign. You cannot pay for ads. You cannot pay to boost posts. You can't, like, there's no manipulating systems. It's one person, one vote. And so,
and
it,
you know,
was,
I like that. I tell people all the time, if you got to boost the post, you're not an influencer. If you got to boost the post, you don't have a tribe. Your tribe is supposed to boost your post. And I saw that. I saw fellow podcasters that you helped and people in community that you're connected with. It really brought so many business owners together to support you in this. Now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk about what kind of business you're going to be opening up. I want to talk about who your competition was. I want to talk about what put you over the edge, because there are so many entrepreneurs who listen to this show and they get in these pitch competitions and they're like, man, I can't make it out of the first round. Man, I never make it out of the second round. We want to know how you make it all the way through to finally get that money. Life-changing is an understatement. My friend Twyla Dang, winner of the Bloomington Hatch Project, $100,000 to open a brick and mortar store in Bloomington. What's she going to do? Are we going to be eating egg rolls or cake? I don't know, but we'll find out when she comes back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It is 12:20, and all show long, we are going to be listening to music from the Steels. Our friend, former WCCO radio host for 20-plus years, Geraldine Steele, will be joining me in the 2 o'clock hour with her sister, Javita. Yes, Oscar-nominated singer, part of the historic Steels family, the first family of music, gospel music here in the Twin Cities. You do not want to miss it. Clear your calendar. Make sure you are listening, because we are going to have a good old time, and they're going to tell you all about a big show they've got coming up that you can go to. I'll be there. It is on the 20th of this month, so mark your calendar. We'll be talking about that. I'm telling you, this show, we're gonna call this show Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, is that the podcast title I'm gonna have to use?
Yes, because everything in this show today is gonna be positive, it's gonna be sunny, it's gonna be uplifting. We're gonna brighten your day. It's been too much negativity in the news. Shootings, murders, killings, robberies, old people, all kinds of stuff. It's too much. It's too much. And so today we're just gonna take a 3-hour break. If you wanna hear about some of that negative stuff, listen, Amelia and Frank can give it all to you. Okay, Brett Hoffman over at Channel 5, Brandi Powell. You can go on over to Care 11 and Belinda can give you your weather. But on this show, Shaletta's show today, nothing but sunshine, nothing but good news, nothing but positive stories. Like the fact that my friend Twyla Dane won $100,000 to open a brick and mortar store in Bloomington. She was announced this week as the Bloomington Hatch Project winner. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now listen, Twyla, I'm sitting over here and I got to pick out a dress for the Emmys, okay? I've been eating good. I was eating up some Molly fries at the fair, and I was eating all of the Peaches donuts that I could carry away from the line. So I'm in a 14. I'm looking at these dresses and they look good, but the models are 4. So that's not how it's going to look on me. And so I need a new dress. Now, you got $100,000 to open a new brick and mortar store in Bloomington with this Hatch Project that you want. Will you be opening a dress shop? Because I'm going to need to go shopping.
No, I'm so sorry. I will not be opening a dress shop, but I will be opening a bookstore. So you can get great about nutrition, or maybe making and crafting your own clothes, or maybe, you know, like how to mix and match your style. Like, I'm going to have lots of options for you, but they will be in the
no dresses. Oh, my gosh. Yep. So you're going to open a bookstore. Okay, so you got to tell me, how did you decide on a bookstore? Because you have so many things that you do. I would have thought, oh, she's going to open a studio. Like when I first saw that you were entered into the competition, I was like, oh, yeah, she's going to open a studio. That's a no-brainer. And then you threw me for a curveball and you say a bookstore. How did this all come about?
I have loved reading and books, honestly, since I was like 3 years old. Like I was an early reader. We used to move around. I used to have to move around a lot as a kid, and books were kind of like always my companion. Like I might have had to like find a new friend in every city, but I always had books with me. So I grew up with that. It stuck with me. I passed that love of reading on to my kids. So our household is our avid readers. And even when I would volunteer in school, it always had something to do with reading. Like when I volunteered at my kid's school, I'd run the readathon or work at the library. So I think every middle-aged woman has a fantasy of like, I own a little bookshop and I can sell. And so I had an opportunity through Hennepin County to go through the CEO Start program.
And yes, I remember you did that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that gave me the opportunity to learn for free how to run a brick and mortar business. Because my original business has been a remote business. I never had to manage property or anything before. And halfway through that process, Bloomington, which is the city where I lived, announced that they were going to do a second year of Hatch. And I thought to myself, this might be a really good opportunity for me to learn and, you know, even stress test the idea of this bookstore. Does it have legs? Is it viable? And honestly, every round of the competition I got through, it was like, it got stronger. It was like, hey, I think we could do this. Hey, I think this is sound. And when we got to the finals, I said, we are opening a bookstore. Now let me show people how we're going to do it. And luckily for me, I was able to, I was good and convincing because they gave me the money, and come spring, we're going to have a bookstore.
Look at God. I mean, I just look at it's always amazing to me when God lines stuff up. I pray with my pastor every Monday, and this week's word, and every week he gives me a word, and this week's word was a line. And he said, mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to hustle. All you need to do is align to where God wants you to be. And I'm listening to your story about how you were in this program not knowing whether the hatch was going to come up or not. You got all the training that you needed, all the information that you needed. And as soon as you got what you needed, here comes hatch. I'm like, that is God.
Yeah. And when I tell you, when you say alignment, I've been describing it as when you're on the right path and your steps are ordered properly, the universe moves things out of your way that could be difficulties. So when we started, I didn't know how to do, financial, forecasting. Well, my best friend's husband does that for a living. So he immediately stepped in and said, I will help you. And then when I said, I need this, my business isn't a real business yet. It's not open. So I need to be able to show branding and things to show that it looks right. And I was going to go try to figure it out on Canva. And quite literally, a very good friend of mine in Georgia called me and said, I saw something online about you getting in this contest. What is this? And when I described it, she goes, well, my company does digital marketing and we always need case studies. How about we do your branding and marketing? And I was like, I'll have money for that. She goes, no, we'll just do it for free. We'll write you up as a white paper. And so all my branding and marketing paid for. Like,
because it looks so good. And I saw it. I thought the Bloomington people were doing that. I said, oh, she is showing up. Look at the Bloomington people. That was your...
Yeah, that was all, honestly, that was all my community stepping in the gap. My younger sister and I, we talk just about every day, and she has at different points when I've been like sort of overwhelmed by competition, she has said, listen, I need you to remember that you have shown up for so many people that people are now excited to show up for you. Let them. Mm. And I took that advice and I just stayed open to not say, saying yes when people said, yes, can I help you? Yes. Can you send me the link? I want to send it to more people so they can vote. Yes. Do you want us to show up and support you the night of the competition? Like when I say the room was full of people that are my people from different parts of my life, just showing up to say, like, we see you, we're here, we want to cheer for you. I've been overwhelmed, not by winning, but I've been overwhelmed by seeing how many people in community genuinely showed up, at what I feel like is a critical moment to show up.
Okay, so you got to tell me this. What is it that put you over the top? People get into pinch competitions all the time. I have a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to this show. Vanessa Drews is coming on the program a little bit later. She today is opening up Cheesecake Funk in Chanhassen, a brick and mortar cheesecake shop. She's been selling out of Coastal Seafoods and different restaurants around town. She's running here and there and everywhere and just decided, you know what? I'm going to step out on faith. I'm going to walk on this water. So today is the grand opening of Cheesecake Funk in Chanhassen. She and I and so many others have been in these pitch competitions and we haven't gotten very far. And so as these entrepreneurs are listening, she's listening to the show and so many others, Latunji and over at Latunji's Palette in Minneapolis and Shawnee Grigsby over at Flavor Cafe where, you can get a good cup of coffee in St. Paul near the Capitol. They listen to the show. And so I'm sure they would enjoy hearing your perspective on how you made it to the final round and then won so that they can implement that into their next pitch competition.
I think, and you and I both know this because we're podcasters. I think your story is very important. Like, I think it's the most important. You have to know how to convey not just the idea that you want to get across, but why that idea is important, how it, you need to have your narrative together on how you're going to explain what good you can do and how you're going to be able to contribute, not just with a successful business, but being part of a community. I love Bloomington. I raised my kids there. So I already had a really strong starting block of I'm invested in this community because I'm a part of it, but I had to take it further. I had to then layer in, and I know how to build businesses. I've built one before. And then I had to layer in, and I know why books as a business are smart to have right now in the town where we live. I understood you have to understand how to take the different pieces of why you want to do something and why you know it'll be good and weave them together in a good story that has a beginning, a middle, and the end. And the end should be, if you give me this opportunity, we will all benefit. And if okay. you can convey that to people, that's how that will resonate with people. Because most people, you know, from storytelling, people don't care about you. They care about what it does for them.
Right.
And it's important to be able to paint the picture of I am doing something, yes, that will help me, but it will also benefit you. And here's how.
Wow. Okay. That's deep, because I didn't see that twist coming. When you said storytelling, I thought you meant be able to tell our story, right? But you're saying tell the story in a way that shows the benefit of you receiving whatever it is for the person who's going to be giving it to you.
Yeah, because the thing is, we all sort of, I say all the time to my children, everyone walking through the world is sort of the main character of their own story, which means when you encounter them, you are either going to be a villain to them because you're keeping them from something, or you're going to be a good sidekick because you're helping them get somewhere. Make sure when you tell that story that you show them how you're going to be an assistant, that you're assisting them to goodness or greatness, not keeping them from goodness or greatness. You talking about your own goodness or greatness isn't enough for them. They're going to say, oh, that's nice, but it's not their life. But if you can say, hey, I want to build something that is based in community and driven by community. I want us to be able to get together. I want us to benefit. I want our city to benefit. Then it feels like it's us. We're all going to win in this situation. And that is usually your goal. You're not usually just doing something for yourself. You're doing something for the greater good. You have to learn how to communicate the greater good.
All right. Well, as soon as you have a grand opening, please, please, please make sure you come back on this show. In fact, make some space. I want to go live. And I am making a pledge that I'm going to donate a case of my autism children's books to the bookstore for you to give away on your first day to shoppers who come in. So everybody will get a free copy of one of my autism children's books. And I will broadcast my show live from the grand opening.
Well, bless you. You know, I will take you up on that because nobody does a better job. I always say, best marketer in town is Shaletta Brundage. If
you better tell them. You better tell them. I love you, and I'm so proud of you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, dear. I love you madly. Thank you so much for giving me the time.
All right. It is 12:33, and up next, we're going to be talking links. The ladies are saving this town again. Heading into the playoffs, what are our chances of getting another championship? The one and only Hall of Fame sports writer Charles Hallman, who refuses to retire, is coming up to talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It is 12:36. You are listening to The Shaletta Show, and you are listening to the sounds of the Steele family. All show long, you'll be listening to Gerilyn, Javita, Billy, Fred, JD, and the kids and grandkids, because all of them Steels be singing. Gerilyn and Javita are going to come on the show in the 2 o'clock hour. It is a homecoming for Gerilyn and a welcome home for her sister Javita. They're going to have a concert coming up on September 20th. So I'll tell you all about it. I don't want to spill the beans just yet, because I'm going to let them do that. I'm trying to hold on to it. So y'all just going to have to hold on until they get here, because they don't want me to tell y'all about it till they come. Okay. All right. So one thing that we got to talk about right now is these links, because the ladies are going to have to rescue us. Okay. I'm tired of being heartbroken by these Vikings. These Timberwolves take us all the way up to the finish line, and as soon as we think a chest is going to touch the tape, they take us back to the starting blocks. The only team in this town that we can count on to give us a championship is the Lynx, and they're getting ready to head into the playoffs starting tomorrow. Do we have a chance? Will we get a parade? The only person I trust to tell me is my friend, Hall of Fame sports writer who refuses to retire, Charles Hallman. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Uncle Charles, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good. The last time we talked, you were at NABJ conference. Apparently, you don't understand what this whole Hall of Fame thing means. Hall of Fame means, Uncle Charles, that you sit down somewhere. Okay, it means that you stop doing what it is you do. When you get, Uncle Charles, when you get to the Hall of Fame, that means you won. Okay, that means you won. The race is over. Have a seat and cool out. But not you. Not you. You got the Hall of Fame, and you still working like you're 20-some years old.
So that means I should have went to Springfield last weekend to cover Maya Morris and Sylvia Fowles induction.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him, y'all. And if you want to see all of those stories, the Spokesman Recorder newspaper is where you go. Four decades of journalism. And I tell you, there is none like this man right here, which, again, is why he is a Hall of Fame sports journalist. Now, Uncle Charles, you have been covering women's sports longer than most folks who listen to this show have been alive. I need a championship. Okay, it's been a while since we had one in this town. We are long overdue. Our Lynx are getting ready to head into the playoffs. What are they looking like?
Well, they have the top seed, so that means that they have the home court advantage throughout the playoffs, regardless of who they play. They have as good a chance as anybody. Some people are predicting that it could be them and Las Vegas playing against each other in the finals if those teams survive. But again, they got to get through Golden State, and they are no slouch. Despite the fact that Golden State's 0-4 against the Lynx, this is the playoffs, and the best of three, and you have to win two out of those three to end it all. So they got a good chance to get through the first round, but the second round, as you go farther in the playoffs, it gets harder and harder. So they could meet, conceivably, they could meet New York in the semifinals. And then the way they would meet Las Vegas, if that happens, would be if Las Vegas in the other bracket get to the finals and they get to the finals. But let's get through tomorrow. I think tomorrow would be a good test for them. I've been really concerned that Minnesota has not played as well as they could have played. I know those resting players because they had clinched the top seed, but they didn't seem to be as sharp as they could have been. They looked a little bit better against Golden State on Thursday. But my concern, Shaletta, is this. The Lynx is an undersized team in the sense that when they play against teams against Seattle, Las Vegas, those teams, or even New York in some respects, they are outmatched inside. And I think that unless their shots are not going and not doing the things they have to do, it could be a tough night. Indiana, our physical Minnesota, in the Commissioner Cup, which showed me that the Lynx can be, you know, can be toughened, not out toughened if that happens. But I think they learned their lesson from that debacle in that game. But if they play like they played on Thursday, they have a real good shot to get to the finals. And after that, all bets are off. Now this year, the finals are best of seven. So it's best of three first, and best of five, and best of seven, which everybody felt it should have been like that from day one. But so therefore, and again, last year, if you want to look back on last year, the Lynx did not have home court advantage. This year they do. So that means if it gets to the final, they get to a seventh game, they will be here as opposed to being on the road. So everything, the postseason is definitely interesting. The Lynx got to get healthy. Currington is have a shoulder injury, and we don't know if she'll be able to participate, and that gave him a lot of toughness off the bench. The stud buds is going to be there. Napisha will be there. They got to get K-Mac to get more consistent. She's been struggling as of late with her shots, and if she gets rolling, you got things going. And Alana Smith is an unsung hero in the sense that she provides your defensive toughness. But again, she is not like a Jonjell Jones or NECA or somebody like that who's much stronger. So it's going to be interesting. And then Courtney Williams, I love her, but sometimes you can drive you at the wall. Okay, and I'm not talking about a hair color. No, I'm just talking about in terms that she can make some crazy mistakes sometimes, but then she'll make it up with a good defensive play or a good shot. So it'd be interesting. These are playoffs. Cindy Brunson told me something. These might be the best set of playoff games since 2021.
Wow.
And what she meant by that every team in that all eight teams, even Golden State, could be champions if they fall in place. So, and Cindy Brunson's been around a while, so she's not throwing out smoke. So, and I kind of agree with this. This is a somewhat evenly matched playoffs, and I like them. I'm looking forward to it. Give me something else to do because the rocket chair hadn't showed up yet. I ordered one and hadn't showed up yet. So
you ain't ordered. You did not. If you ordered it, you probably sent it to my house. Let me go out here and look and see because you ain't ordered. You ain't ordered no rocket chair. I do not believe it. Okay, so is everybody healthy? That's the million-dollar question because you and I both know if somebody goes down, that's a whole new dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody healthy on the team?
Everybody's not healthy on the team right now. They have one player that's not. So, and then Las Vegas is on a roll. After Minnesota spanked the crap out of them, they have lost the game since. So that's going to be interesting. I don't mean Las Vegas can't be beat, but that just means that they're on a real serious roll right now, and the length has been up and down a little bit, basically because they had nothing to play for the last month. So basically, they've been resting players. Napisha's coming back into her form. Okay. You know, she was out for a few games, so it's interesting. Tomorrow gonna be interesting. That's four games gonna be on tomorrow. Always the first game to me is. Makes a difference because that sets the tone for the rest of the series for all anybody's playing. So then you're going to see what kind of adjustment is going to come out in game two. Game two will be in Golden State, and then if the the Lynx wins that game, the series, if they win the both two games, the series is over for them. But if it goes 1-1, it comes back here next Friday because it's best of three. So, and I like Golden State. Golden State is probably one of the best, the first expansion team ever to go to the playoffs in their first year, but they definitely play like they have some, they want something. They want something more than just saying we're the expansion team. And they have really played well this year. They're very good three-point shooting. It failed them on Thursday. If that three-point shooting comes back to life, which some people suspect it will, it's going to make it an interesting series because they love to shoot it. And the Lynx like to shoot as well, but not as much as Golden State. Golden State don't have no problem throwing it up. And so, therefore, but they're now a physical team. So, if against Thursday night, Golden State got called by four or five offensive fouls, and that's because they was trying to screen out the Lynx, and they couldn't do that. So that was interesting. That was an interesting observation that I saw that they're not as physical as they could be, and they tried to match it with the Lynx, and the Lynx a little more seasoned in that area. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow will be a very good. It's on at noon. So those of you that don't like watching football, you got something to watch tomorrow afternoon.
Now, why would they? Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break because I want to ask Uncle Charles this question. It seems to me like they don't set the women up for success. Why would you put a WNBA game on at noon on a Sunday knowing they're trying to grow the league and they're trying to get people to watch and knowing that that's when football comes on? Who is scheduling this? I got to ask those questions to Uncle Charles Holman, Hall of Fame sports writer, when we come back. You want to hear more of that? More of the steals? Geraldine's beautiful voice? Her sister Javita's amazing melodic voice? They've got a concert coming up on September the 20th. They're going to tell you all about it when they're here in the 2 o'clock hour, but we're going to continue our conversation with Hall of Fame sports writer Charles Holman. He is joining us again on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Uncle Charles, let me just say how hot under the collar I get when they put a WNBA playoff game up against Sunday football. Like, was 5 o'clock on Sunday too much for them? How about Saturday evening? No, Sunday at noon, right when every football team is playing across the country. You know, and I know we've got a bar of their own, a bar here, right here in the Twin Cities that shows women's sports all day long. But it's just a thought. Like, if people are in a house and it's a house divided, football is going to win.
They call it, the TV people call it counter-programming. But those of us that cover the WMA, we call it stupid programming because because you're not alone in our arguments. Why couldn't you start the playoffs on Sunday night or even start it Monday as opposed to starting it at that time and have it at the same time football is on? Because we all know people would graduate more to football than they would to the WNBA or to any women's game. So yeah, it's stupid programming, but you know, WNBA, as Patrick Royce used to tell me, WNBA will mess up a one car funeral, you know, when you give it to them to do things. So, you know, but if you're really interested in the game, you'll watch it or you'll keep it on your phone and you'll keep up with the updates or anything like that. So it's going to be interesting.
It's frustrating for those of us who want to support, who want to watch, make sure they get those ratings, for them to do something like that. And you know, it's like I almost say, Uncle Charles, they don't want us to be great. It's like, can we be great? They don't want us to be great.
It's gender inequity. It's clear as. I mean, when you read the newspapers, you watch television, what's the top story? The Vikings. Mm-hmm. What's the second top story? The Twins not doing anything. What's the third top story? The Gophers doing something. And then maybe on the second page you'll find something about the Lynx.
and it's real small, and it's not even written by somebody. It's a blurb or somebody from the Associated Press wrote it. So they just read it, copying and pasting. It's frustrating. But yeah, you know,
case in point, I was the only media person from Minnesota at the Hall of Fame last week. Why was that?
How, Uncle Charles, wait a minute, back all the way up. See, that was the lead. That's the story that we should have been talking about. So wait a minute. We had two of our former Lynx players, Sylvia Fowles, Maya Rudolph, Maya Moore, they were getting inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. So is that the Naismith? Because I wanted to make
sure
I said the right name.
Yes, Naismith. That's the Naismith. Them and Sue Bird when it was the largest WNBA player class to go into the Hall of Fame.
Okay. And you mean to tell me that were all the sports writers and sports journalists, quote-unquote journalists we have in this town, you were the only Minnesota sports writer to show up?
Yeah. Oh, read the paper. You read my paper, you'll find out all about that.
Y'all go pick up a copy of the Spokesman Recorder newspaper. Uncle Charles, that is an atrocity. That is so unfair. If that was Justin Jefferson or Randy Moss or any of those players going into the Hall of Fame for any caliber, you know, they would have been there. Kevin Durant, whoever, if you want to just be specific to basketball, Maya and Sylvia, they are legends. They are, you know, the reason that we got championships in this town. They are the reason that we made it as far as we did in the playoffs. They brought women's basketball to a new height, not just here in Minnesota, but around the world.
That not been lost. When Lindsey Whalen went in, I was the only one there. When Sylvia went into the College Basketball Hall of Fame and Simone went in, I was there. So that hadn't been lost. And people around the country had noticed that I've been the only one from Minnesota that was at these Hall of Fame for Minnesota players. So that gives me exclusivity. I got a chance to talk with Sylvia. I got a chance to talk with Maya and got things that the only thing Minnesota media would have got from the AP. You know, I got firsthand. Mm-hmm. Quote. So, you know, I like that. I like the elbow room. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I bet you did. But it's just, you know, we should have shown up better. We should have shown up more. You know, I know we got to go. We got a minute left. But Uncle Charles, when do you think things will change? You've been covering women's sports for 40 plus years. Seems like as soon as it gets better, we take one step forward, we take four steps back.
It'll change when you put women or more insightful men in charge of these media rooms. Until that happened, it was always see men would be considered best and women would be considered second best. And now, I'm sorry, that's a hard reality, but that's going to happen until those things change. Will that change anytime soon? I hope it changed for my grandchildren. I hope that when my granddaughters get old enough to be able to do what I'm doing, I plan to keep writing until they get old enough to take my place.
The man does not know the meaning of retirement. Talking about he got a rocket chest sent to his house. I believe it when I see it. Hall of Fame sports writer Charles Holman joining us here on the Shaletta Show. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to come. 2 more hours, so stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.